Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of OEM TV. I'm Eric Mells with Microsoft, and I do Windows Server Marketing here at Microsoft. In this video, Paul Morse is going to take you through a demo of Shielded Virtual Machines. And in the last video, he talked a lot about what's great about Shielded Virtual Machines and when you might want to use them. In this video, he'll actually show you a demo, and he'll configure a hardware server to receive a Shielded Virtual Machines, and he'll configure host guardian services in order to ensure that that Shielded Virtual Machine runs on trusted hardware. And he'll show you the requirements there. Also, Paul is going to show you how to inspect a newly created Shielded Virtual Machine so that you'll understand the way that you interact with the Shielded Virtual Machines and some of the restrictions that you may have there. Shielded Virtual Machines are going to be a great new way to increase the security of your virtual machines, and security is a key pillar of Windows Server 2016. I hope you enjoyed the description, and I hope you enjoyed the demo from Paul, and thanks for joining us today. I'll see you next time on OEM TV.
In this demo, we'll take a quick look at Shielded Virtual Machines. I will have a role of a tenant administrator that needs to host a sensitive workload on a guarded fabric. We will look at all the necessary steps that are required to create a Shielded Virtual Machine, and then we'll look at the virtual machine itself and see how protected it actually is. To get started, I'm logged in to the Windows Azure Pack portal, and we're going to go through a few steps here. Because we're creating a Shielded Virtual Machine, we have to go to the Virtual Machines area. There are no virtual machines, and if you're familiar with this environment, you can see there's virtual machines, and now there's this new shielding data selection. So let's open the shielding data tab. You can see that we haven't uploaded any shielding data, so we have to follow the steps below. And the first step is to download the Guardian. And you can see that this is an XML file, and what it is the Guardian metadata that's associated with the host guardian service. So we'll save that on the desktop. And now we have it. And then we want to download the catalog. And you can see there's a template here for this volume signature catalog, and there's two. There's a Shielded NanoVM and a Shielded Windows Server 2016 with a GUI. We'll go ahead and select the Shielded NanoVM, and then that comes down as well, and you can see that that is a .bsc file. And then we'll go ahead and save as Windows Server 2016 nano-template-disk. And then it'll be a VSC file on the desktop. Next, we want to generate the shielding data for the new virtual machine deployments. And I've switched to PowerShell, and we need to create a variable for the password. And that should do it. And now we need to generate an unattend file, or a new shielding data answer file. And now we want to move that file. So we will move that file to the desktop with the other files. And then close PowerShell. Now we'll open the shielding data file wizard. So we want to create a new shielding data file. So we'll browse. And then the data file name. Type that. Say save. And then click next. And then we want to manage local guardians, and then import, and import the guardian file that we had from before, and we'll give it a name of Contoso. Good old Contoso. And it will show up as a current local guardian, and now say create. And in the create guardian dialog box, we'll create this guardian. We'll call it tenant owner. And let it be self-signed. And then click create. So we have two local guardians. We have Contoso and tenant owner. And we'll go ahead and close that. Now back to the owner and guardians page. We need to select an owner for the shielding data file. And then we need to select a guardian, and we'll select Contoso. And then for the volume ID qualifiers, we'll select add. And this is where we want to find the nano template. Say OK. So now we have a volume, we have our owner, and we have our guardian. And now we need to locate the unattend file. And here we can review our settings. So the output path for the shielding data file is here. And we have that myshieldvm.bdk. The virtual machines that use this shielding data file will become shielded. And then the selected shielding data file owner is tenant owner. Following guardians were selected, so we selected Contoso. And then we have that Windows unattend file and its location. So the shielding data file generation is starting. And we'll go ahead and pause and come back when that's done. So the shielding data file was generated successfully. And here it lists the settings, with the tenant owner, and then the guardians. We're going to create a new shielding data file. So we'll browse. Then create this new myencryptedvm.pdk. What we'll do is we'll select encryption supported. So it supports disk encryption, permits Hyper-V administrators to configure other security settings as needed. Click next. And come back here where we select the owner, which is the tenant owner. And then for the guardian, that's Contoso. And then again, we add a volume. Say OK. There we are. Click Next. And provide an unattend file. Click Next. And then we'll generate. And our shielding data file was generated successfully. So if we look at this, virtual machines that use this shielding data will not be shielded, but will support disk encryption. And back to the service management portal, where we should be on the shielding data tab, we need to upload the shielding data file. Click here. So we'll browse for the shielding data file. And that would be the lab files, shielded VM, and then my shielded VM PDK. And we'll give it a friendly name of my shielded VM. And click OK. And now let's add the other. So in this case, we want to upload the other shielding data file, and that is the one that is encrypted. So So instead of shielded, it will be encrypted. And it's done. And there it is. Okay, now that we've got the infrastructure all set up, let's go ahead and create a virtual machine. So it'll be standalone virtual machine. And we'll do quick create. Give this one a name. We'll call it S Nano for shielded nano. And we will use the shielded VM shielding data. And while that's creating, let's do another one. Another quick create. And in this case, we're going to do encrypted and use the My Encrypted VM shielding data. And those are going to take a little while to create, so I'm going to go ahead and pause. Okay, we're back. And so we have our two virtual machines in the service management portal. And you can see one is shielded. We have our shielded nano. And then one is encrypted. So we have encrypted supported and shielded. And now let's look at this through the eyes of Virtual Machine Manager. Let's look at one difference between the encrypted nano server and the shielded nano server. So here we have System Center Virtual Machine Manager, and let's go to our encrypted nano server. And if we want to connect or view, what you'll see is that it will allow me to connect via console, but also connect via RDP. Now if I go to the shielded nano server, in Virtual Machine Manager, it only allows me to connect via RDP. So the system knows that it's not available via console. And just to show you the difference here very quickly, connector view, if I want to connect via console to the encrypted nano server, there we have the console. So I just put in the username and password that we set up, and it will allow me to log into that console. Now, for the shielded nano server, all I have the ability to do is connect via RDP, and essentially it won't be able to see it. So remote desktop can't find the computer S Nano, so it's not even available to the RDP connection. So that was Virtual Machine Manager. Now let's go ahead and switch to Hyper-V Manager and see what's going on there. So we see we still have our two virtual machines, actually the three with this proof of concept one that was part of this lab. And if we go to the encrypted nano server, you can see that there is somewhat of a thumbnail. But if you go to the shielded nano server, there is no thumbnail. You can't see in it at all. And if I go here and then attempt to connect, it will give me the console so that I can go in and see it. Now that's on the encrypted nano server. So let's see what happens with the shielded nano server. Again, we don't have the thumbnail. So if we go ahead and say connect, cannot connect to a shielded virtual machine, uses a virtual machine connection. So it won't allow the Hyper-V administrator to actually get in to the shielded virtual machine. And if I tried a PowerShell direct connection, it would fail as well. So let's go ahead and shut down this shielded nano server and take a look at what we can do with the disks. And what we need to do now is get an RDP session into the guarded host, and I've already navigated to where the shielded nano server virtual machine is. And so if we're looking at the virtual machine disk here, this VHDX, there are certain things that we can't do with it because it's shielded. So if I attempt to mount this drive, it says this drive is BitLocker protected and it won't allow me to do it. So another thing that I may want to do is rename it. Let's go ahead and try to rename it. So I may want to rename it and move it later. And it won't allow that as well. And also, let's say that I want to take it and move it someplace else. So let's try to move it to D. And the access is denied. So the virtual machine disk is basically a solid name and a solid location so that it can't be either renamed or moved or even mounted, as we've just seen. So that was the shielded nano server. So let's see what we can do with this encrypted virtual machine. Can we mount it? Nope. Can we rename it? Nope. And can we move it? Nope. So let's go ahead and look at the security settings between these two virtual machines. Let's start with the encrypted nano server. So this is an encrypted virtual machine, and if we go and look at security, it says TPM enabled. And it gives the administrator the ability to set secure boot, enable a TPM, and it also encrypts the state and virtual machine migration traffic. And then there is no ability to select shielding for this virtual machine. Now, for the shielded nano server, go ahead and look at settings. And for security, it says that it's shielded. So if we go in here, every selection is grayed out. So the administrator can't change any of the settings related to security for that virtual machine. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground in this short demo. We examined the process and files necessary to create an encrypted and a shielded virtual machine. Then looked at the differences between the two types of secure virtual machines in terms of remote access and VHDX manipulation. And hopefully it's evident that the new shielded virtual machine environment actually provides a significant degree of protection of the virtual machine and of the overall environment as well.